Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Jeremiah chapter 36 is a fascinating passage of Scripture when it concerns the words of God. And so we're going to look at it today very simply. We're going to look at everything that's in this chapter, but we're going to keep in mind this subject of destroying God's words. Now, the first thing you want to notice in Jeremiah chapter 36 is this. God spoke words to men, in this case, to the prophet Jeremiah. Look in Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1 and 2. It came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah, and against all the nations from the day that I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. Notice, the words that I have spoken unto thee. Notice, from the day I spake unto thee. Now do you see that? The Lord spoke words to Jeremiah from the time of Josiah all the way down to the time of Jehoiakim, and he's going to speak more. And the Lord said to him, I want you to write this down. Now listen, the word of God came from the mouth of God. Do you understand? People argue about the Bible and all that nonsense. When you read this book, you are reading, whether you believe it or not, you are reading God's words. God spoke these words. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Job said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. There wasn't any written Bible. There wasn't any written chapter. There wasn't anything in writing when Job said that. God spoke to Job. God spoke to Adam and Eve. There wasn't anything written down when God spoke to Adam and Eve. God said to Adam, I'm going to make a help meet for thee. God said, you name the animals. God said about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God said some things, and they knew what God said. God spoke words to men. Many of the words he spoke were spoken to prophets, like what you're reading here. But remember, listen, these words came from the mouth of God. It's really funny to listen to scholars and intellectuals and men and others who profess to be knowledgeable enough to carry on conversations about these things talk about where these words came from. Most men view the Bible as something that came from men. A lot of people who talk about the Bible will say, this is men wrote this. It's a religious book. Others will say that, God spoke what was originally written down, but not this. This is all just a translation. No. From the mouth of God to writing. So the first thing is God spoke words to men. Secondly, God instructed men to write his words. Again, in verse 2, take thee a roll of a book. This is God speaking to Jeremiah. And write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations from the day that I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah even unto this day. Now notice what he said. Take thee a roll of a book and write all these words. So God spoke words to men, and then God instructed men to write his words. Not everything that was spoken was written down. Only what he told them to write down. He said, what I want you to do is write down those words that were spoken unto thee against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations. You'll read in the New Testament that Jesus Christ quoted a prophet who said something but didn't write it down. Another prophet wrote it down. Okay? So God instructed men to write his words. That is, those that he wanted them to write. Since some were spoken, and some were spoken not written, some were spoken and written. So those he wanted written down. Okay? Now listen. He didn't care whether they wrote the words down themselves or whether they dictated to somebody else who wrote them down. Because in this case, Jeremiah dictated, Baruch wrote. Verse 4, then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. So it went from God spoken to Jeremiah, from Jeremiah spoken to Baruch, and Baruch wrote them down, and God said, that's what Jeremiah wrote. Have you ever read the epistles of Paul the Apostle? Many times Paul had to dictate those words to somebody else who wrote them down. You read about that in his letters. He didn't actually put his hand to the paper on all of his letters. A lot of times he would write with his own hand the salutation. Okay, but he just dictated those words to somebody else. And that's fine with God. That's, in this case, how it was going to happen. Jeremiah was in prison. Now watch. God spoke words to men. Then God instructed men to write his words. Now, you be very careful here. Listen. If the words in this King James Bible, I didn't say they are, you know I believe they are, but I'm saying if these words in the King James Bible are the words written down that God wanted written down, that had been spoken, as he wanted them to appear in English, okay, then the men that he used to write these words accomplished what God wanted in the same way that Baruch accomplished what God wanted when Jeremiah dictated the words. Do you understand? So listen, you have to be very careful when you say, well, in the originals, because you know, if you're honest, that you have never seen the originals a day in your life, and nobody that has ever used that expression has ever seen the originals, not a day in their lives, because the original autographs do not exist anymore. Yet, we have a holy Bible that professes to be God's words. You better be very careful when it comes to this book, because if what you have written down here is what God wanted written in the same way that God wanted what he said written through Jeremiah to Baruch, you have to be careful with this book. Now listen, God intends for men to hear his words. He spoke the words to men. He instructed men to write his words. And then he intended for men to hear those words that were written. Look in verse 3 of Jeremiah chapter 36. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Look at verse 6. Therefore go thou, this is what Jeremiah says to Baruch after writing, therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people. Do you see what he says? Listen to this wording here in verse 6 of Jeremiah 36. Jeremiah is telling Baruch, go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord. Words of the Lord spoken to Jeremiah, spoken by Jeremiah to Baruch, and then read by Baruch to those in Judah, in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day, and also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. You see that transmission? God to Jeremiah, Jeremiah to Baruch, Baruch to the people. You see that? God intends for men to hear his words. Look in verse 8. Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord. Well, so what's written down there? Those are God's words in the Lord's house. Verse 10, Jeremiah 36. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. So here we are studying the book of Jeremiah, but these, according to verse 8, are the words of the Lord. In the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. God intends for men to hear his words. He's not interested in us carrying on these big debates about these things. Once you've satisfied yourself that you've got the words of God, then the thing to do is preach them, which is what we're doing now. Now, you know the odd thing? The odd thing is that God wanted these words repeated after they've been written down, spoken, preached. 3, 6, 8, and 10, Jeremiah chapter 36, you see all of that. But look at the oddity. Because much of the preaching and speaking of God's words comes from the mouth of yet other witnesses. So Baruch speaks as, watch what happens in verse 11, 12, and 13 of Jeremiah chapter 36. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book, watch it, all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama the scribe, and Deliah the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan the son of Achbor, and Gemariah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read in the book in the ears of the people. So here's the strange thing. Now, God to Jeremiah, Jeremiah to Baruch, Baruch to the paper, from the paper to preaching, from Baruch's mouth to Micaiah, and Micaiah then goes and repeats those words. God intends for men to hear his words even when those words are being repeated by somebody that he didn't tell to repeat those words. I'll tell you what, man, this word gets around. This word gets around. Now, God spoke words to men. God instructed men to write his words. God intends for men to hear his words. Watch it. God intends for men to respond to his words. Look in verse 3. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, and that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. So God writes all this down, or has it all written down, and it is prophecy against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations, but it is intended, this negative preaching is intended to cause them to turn from their way, return every man from his evil way. That's what God intends. Look in verse 7. God says, or Jeremiah says to Baruch, it may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return everyone from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against his people. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return everyone from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. You see that? God wants to return from that judgment that he has pronounced against them. So he He has to tell them what's going to come. Listen, when preachers preach on hell, people say, I don't want to hear about preaching on hell. You need to hear about preaching on hell. Why? God spoke that prophecy. Men have written that down, and preachers have preached like Baruch, and others have repeated what God said. Even when they don't believe what they're saying, have you never heard anybody tell you to go to hell? Well, if you were lost when they told you that, do you realize that they were prophesying from the Scripture? Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. They're repeating it, even though to them it's blasphemous. Why? Because it's true. God intends for men to respond to his words, not in a negative way, but to say, if that's where I'm going, I am going to change my way. And then they receive Jesus Christ, and guess what? They're not going to hell anymore. You say, well, I was temporarily offended, but I got over it when I found out that I had eternal life. Listen, I told a fellow one time when I was preaching publicly to read the tract that I'd given him, because in there it would show him his destiny without Christ. And the preacher that was preaching on hell. That fellow lit that tract on fire to impress his girlfriend and let it burn on the ground like people burning flags. And I said to him, listen, fella, you cannot hold your hand over the flame of your Bic lighter for a second and a half without withdrawing your hand, because you can't stand the pain of the flame. And in Luke chapter 16, there is a rich man in hell who is tormented in the flame, and he can't get out. I said, don't mock God by trying to impress your girlfriend by showing off and burning the track. You just heard God's words. But I'm going to tell you something. God intended for that man to respond to his words in a way of receiving Jesus Christ. But they don't all do it. You know what happens? They get stirred up. Jeremiah 36, 14 and 15, therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, unto Baruch, saying, take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch the son of Neriah took the roll in his hand and came unto them. And they said unto him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass in verse 16, when they had heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and another, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king all these words. Scared them. It stirs things up. We're going to tell the king, they said. May I tell you something? When they told the king, you're seeing here that oftentimes, you know, God intends for men to respond to his word, but oftentimes men respond in the wrong way. When they get down there and start reading these words, watch what happens in Jeremiah 36, verse 21. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elisha, the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king. Now, look at it. It's being read again, yet by somebody else. It was read originally by Baruch, repeated by Micaiah, now being read by Jehudi. Read in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Jeremiah chapter 36, look at verse 22. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Watch it, verse 24. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Wow. That is a very wrong way to respond to the words of God. Now, you know something? Oftentimes, this particular chapter has been compared to what modern Bible translators are doing to the Word of God. People say, well, I want a Bible that's easier to read. I'm going to tell you something. What they don't realize is that if, and you know I believe it's so, if these words are the words that God wanted in writing in the English language, and you take your knife to these words like the committee that translate the NIV did with their Bible, if you take a knife to this Bible and remove 64,000 words like the translators of the NIV did in order to produce their Bible, brother, you're just like Jehudi, who read three or four leaves, cut it with a penknife, and cast it into the fire. You better be careful with this book, because that's the wrong response. The first thing to do is to humble yourself before these words and find out if, in fact, these are the words that God spoke. You don't have any originals to compare to. The Holy Spirit's the one that's going to have to bear witness to that. And I've heard men say, well, I don't like it because it doesn't talk like we do. Of course it doesn't talk like you do. God said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And you know what? God doesn't talk like you. His words are not your words. They're the words of God. And what God expects you to do is to respond to the words. Before you take a knife to these words, why don't you read what this Bible says and do what it says? You know why you don't? Because you don't like what it says. That's why they cut things out of here. They don't like it when the Bible says that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh, because that shows you that he is God. And they don't believe that. They don't like it when this Bible says hell, because they don't want to believe that men go there. So they change the word to Hades. And on and on and on the changes go. Not because there was a better translation in Greek and in Hebrew. Not because of that at all. It's because there was a more palatable way to say it, so it didn't sound exactly as rough and coarse as God said it. And I'm going to tell you something. When men respond in the wrong way to this book, you know what happens? God gets them. They cut this book out and had no fear. They, in verse 24, they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. So you know what God said in verse 27 through 31 of Jeremiah 36? The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. You know what? That was the truth. That's what the king of Babylon was going to do. That's what the king of Babylon did. Verse 30, therefore thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, from, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not. Wow! Listen, when you respond the wrong way to these words, you take a knife to this book because you want to cut things out of here you don't like. You take a knife to this book and decide to get rid of things that you don't want to respond to. You get it in the end. When you respond negatively, God brings to pass the very thing that he said he was going to do. When that fellow ends up in hell in Luke chapter 16, and he wants Lazarus to go back to his brothers and witness to him, you know what Abraham says? They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay. In other words, they didn't want to listen to the words of God communicated by Moses and the prophets. Do you know where Moses and the prophets got those words? From the Lord. Do you know where we got these words that are here in this Bible that's on my desk right now? From the Lord. I've read this Bible over and over again, studied it, listened to thousands of oppositions to why this Bible is the Word of God. And may I tell you something? No one yet has brought forth one provable error beyond the reasonable shadow of a doubt against this book. And you know something? When it ain't broke, don't fix it. Whatever you do, don't take a knife to your Bible and start cutting things out just because you don't like what it says or you don't like the way it says it. That's what Jehoiakim did, and he died, Jeconiah died, and God said, that's it, no more. Now, when they respond negatively, God, you know what God does? He preserves his word, no matter what men do to destroy it. Look at verse 28. Take thee again another roll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, hath burned. And they did it again. So everything Jehudi and Jehoiakim hoped to do by destroying the word of God was lost on their attempt to destroy it, because it's still here. Verse 32, Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burned in the fire, and there were added besides unto them many like words. Do you know why many of the martyrs died during the Dark Ages? You know why they died? Because they were working on this book, working on the words of God, and men wanted it destroyed. And like Jehoiakim and Jehudi, they thought they could burn it and get rid of it. And they hadn't got rid of that book yet. For centuries, the Bible was on the forbidden book list in the Catholic Church. Didn't stop anything. It's still here, and it's still being preached, and it's going to be. Because the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Listen, people don't like what the Bible says when it says something about them they don't want to hear. Do you understand that? And when the Bible says something to you that you don't want to hear, that's what you need. That's when you need to listen. That's when you need to say, wait a minute, why do I have this negative reaction? Why do I want to put this away? Because it's telling on you. And the Lord knows that if you will respond to what it says and change your ways, you'll like what it says. But not only that, now you will find that whatever judgment was pronounced against you will not come to pass. Why? Because you did what God wanted you to do. God intends for men to hear his words, and God intends for men to respond affirmatively to his words. And when you respond affirmatively, you're blessed. And when you respond negatively, you know what happens? The very curse pronounced against you you hated is the thing that comes to pass. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.